Welcome in. Latest episode of that SEC butt case. I'm your host, Michael Brent. Go by SEC Mike. Go on the Twitters. And there he is, everybody's favorite, sometimes on time, cousin Shane. What's up, buddy? Hey, buddy, what's going on? Oh, not much, brother. Just trying to survive till we get to this long weekend. You know what?
Oh, brother, I'm telling you what, it's so bad. It started raining over here. I literally spent 15 minutes telling my buddies how bad we needed it. You know, that's how slow it is right now that we're just talking about how much we needed this damn rain, Mike.
I swear, I was about to call you out, too. Shane literally is that guy.
Yeah.
I wake up to the text all the time. Man, we needed this rain, let me tell you.
We did, son. We absolutely did, brother. But, hey, it's good to be on. It's good to talk college football. I'm excited about this list. And there's only one other place that gets me this excited, Mike. And you know where that is?
I have an idea.
That's in our buddies over at Tennessee Legend Distillery. That's right. If you are in Sevier County, I feel like they're all piling in, Mike. We got the holiday weekend coming in. They're like, hey, what are we going to do in the lake? You know what you need to do? You need to come by here, Tennessee Legend, load up on some fun stuff so you can be the cool pontoon boat out there. That's what I'm talking about. Let them know the cousin sent you. Know they get a discount, but you will also get a bonus gift. And if you can't get to Tennessee, that's all right. Tennessee Legend could get to you if you go to your package store and say, hey, we need some of this on the shelf. And as soon as it's sent over there, be sure to let us know. We'll give you a shout out on the show.
Yeah, and let them know that you're coming, yeah. And then arrive a little late and be like, I'm just taking after Cousin Shane. I kid.
Shit. Oh, man.
All right, so again, hey, I'm moving on from the anonymous coach comments, Shane. I think I've squeezed everything I can out of that.
Yeah, sorry. So, I think I got a little cilantro on the tooth. Sorry about that.
So I thought it'd be fun.
Mm-hmm.
We headed into Memorial Day here to talk about the best game on every SEC schedule that nobody is talking about. Mm-hmm. And here's kind of my thought process before we dive into this.
Yeah.
So I think they know who they are, Shane. There's teams out there that expect to compete and make the college football playoff. So basically the teams at the top.
Yeah.
And there's quite a few. I'm not saying two or three. I'm saying, 10 or 12 perhaps. Those teams, I've pinpointed a game I think that they could lose.
Ooh.
And I'm not even saying they're going to lose it, but I'm saying maybe you're like, oh, that's an easy W. But in reality, I think it could be a four-quarter game. Does that make sense? So a game that you could be pushed to your limit, even if you win it. Like, it's going to be a lot better game than you think. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and to kind of give that perspective, I would say like a Tennessee.
Well, let's not give the games State. Yet.
Well, I'm just saying like last year, Tennessee, Mississippi State,
yeah,
a South Carolina, Texas A&M. You know, those were games that weren't. Alabama, Vanderbilt was a little dicey there for a little bit.
Right.
So, yeah, kind of those type games. Not so much trap games, but just one that, buckle up, you're probably in for a show.
And then on the other end of the spectrum, Shane, the teams, man, all they do when we break, they're getting trashed on, our fans are despondent. Oh, can we ever compete? I've picked out a game, Shane, I think they can win. Or come pretty damn close. So, does that make sense? So I'm trying to do it. It's a little different for those teams. But again, I'm trying to give those teams hope. Does that make sense?
A little optimism. Everybody needs that. Everybody needs that in their life, Mike, So mm-hmm. That's where you can find it, that SEC podcast. Feeling down, just jump on one of the shows here.
All right. Where should we begin, Shane? Any where would you like? I never asked you. Where would you like to start?
Tennessee.
Oh, of course. So again, I put Tennessee into that category.
Yeah.
They could compete. I realistically think they're going to be a playoff type team. So I'm not trying to pick necessarily the best game on the schedule.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to look at one where I think most Tennessee fans are saying, that's an easy W. know, but maybe not the case, and maybe could even lose this game.
Can I guess yours? Or no, you just want to
I mean,
get
I
it.
Can't stop you, so.
Okay. Auburn. I feel like it's Auburn.
October 3rd, Auburn Tigers. We got Golish coming to town. He knows Heupel.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you know this or remember this, Shane. Old Tim Banks, defensive coordinator. Do you know where he's at now these days?
No.
Auburn. He's the safeties coach down there. And, you know, again, I think Auburn could be really good. One of the better defenses in the conference. One of the worst offenses. I think our offense is going to be a lot better. So maybe more of a complete team. But I pinpointed this one, Shane, because it is a home game, because Tennessee's so good at home. And again, I'm not saying you're going to lose it, but, you know, it could be a high-scoring contest. And, we'll remains to be seen what exactly Tennessee's offense will be. I have high hopes for it. But I also think Byron Brown, the Auburn transfer quarterback, Shane, I think he could be one of the best quarterbacks in the conference. If they get in a shootout, I don't know. I might have more confidence in Auburn to win a shootout in Neyland Stadium. What's your thoughts on that selection? Again, this is, I think, is the best game on Tennessee's schedule that nobody's talking about.
Well, I think it's that battered Vol syndrome they talk about, right? You know, the first thing you're going to talk about is the Texas game, the Alabama game, the LSU game. Those are kind of three that are going to be still in the headlines. But then, as a Vol fan, you're kind of looking at the one that's going to give us a fit. And I've been on record telling you I don't like Arkansas, even though we should win that one like by 50. But that's definitely one, because the last time we went to Arkansas, we saw how that worked out. But Auburn is definitely another one, especially coming off that Texas game. You know, you're just going to expect to roll in there and, nah, you can't. So that was going to be a tough matchup. What is Auburn's schedule up to that Tennessee game? Just curious. Who do they have before us?
Baylor in Atlanta, Southern Miss, Florida, and Vanderbilt. So not easy for them either.
What if they're undefeated coming into this one? Then I'm not so worried about it. You know, I was kind of hoping they'd have to play some tough opponents. I'm saying Florida. I mean, they still may lose Florida and Baylor. Who knows? But I don't know, man.
Again, that also, yes, Auburn could be undefeated. But how many fans are sitting here saying, oh, undefeated Auburn's coming to town, right?
True.
So I'm trying to project that as well. Yeah. You know, maybe a game today, you're like, oh, that's an easy win, right? But
yeah,
if they're 4-0,
well,
I don't know how easy, especially if Texas kicks your teeth in the week prior. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I was a little worried, but it sounds like we can work on those safeties for a while.
Hey, shout out. I saw a donation, Shane, from ACV. He says,
come on,
626. The show is late and broke you still sucks. Appreciate you, ACV.
Thank you, cuz. Let's Texas.
Yeah, Texas for old ACV over here. But all right, so I guess you'd like to guess, Shane, where are you going with here with Texas? Game, best game on the schedule no one's talking about.
Best game on the schedule no one's talking about. Can I go Tennessee on the road?
No, I think that's SEC opener. That's kind of obvious. But to me, Shane, give me at Mizzou. How about that, buddy? Again, Mizzou could have one of the best offenses in the Southeastern Conference.
Yeah.
Oh, and shout out to Ahmad Hardy. I don't know if you saw it, Shane. I don't know if any of the cousins saw it, but they posted a video. He's back on campus. He's saying he's already starting his rehab. You know, he's not making any promises. He didn't even mention, you know, like, I'll be there September 1. You know, he didn't say anything like that. But again, I don't think they're promoting his content.
Yeah.
If they're pessimistic. So again, just a good update from Ahmad Hardy. I wanted to throw that in there while I'm talking to Mizzou.
Hell yeah, man.
But so maybe it's unfair. Maybe we shouldn't be like, oh, he'll be back by November 7th. But I could see it, basically, is what I'm saying. So again, you add that to Missouri's arsenal. I don't know if you've seen the updated stadium, Shane. It looks like $1 million. It's finished. I think it's going to be a lot louder. And I mean, I believe Missouri has lost 4 home games in 4 years. So only one a year, essentially, the last couple of seasons, even though I believe they lost 2 last year. But I think that'll be a tough, hostile environment. And again, if you get in a shootout, I don't know, buddy. I think, again, I'm not predicting Mizzou's going to whoop your ass or anything like that, but I think that's a game where Texas fans are like, okay, we got to worry about LSU, A&M. Yeah. I mean, I don't even think they're looking at Missouri as one they got to be concerned about, but on the road, we'll see what Austin Simmons looks like as a full-time starter in the SEC. But if he hits,
yeah,
I think that's going to be a really good game.
Yeah, no, I'm right there with you. You could build a lot of confidence in that 3-game stretch in front of them, especially if you beat Ole Miss. Very winnable games at home. You're feeling good. You're starting to think about Murder's Row there, like you said, Texas A&M. And, well, they don't consider it Murder's Row, but LSU, Lane Kiffin and company. And you forgot about old drink up there. And, yeah, especially if the muscle hamster comes out riding a horse and this is the one he plants his flag on. So yeah, this is going to be a hell of a matchup. And I do not think that this thing will be wrapped up by the halftime. I feel like this one may need all 4 quarters for.
Yeah. And I mean, again, it's not like Missouri's been awful here lately. They've been very solid.
Yeah.
And they've essentially done it with average to below average quarterback play.
Yeah.
What does that program look like if they get above average quarterback play? And I'm not guaranteeing they get it, but you know, a lot of these teams, Shane, that have not quite lived up to the billing, you know, if you just insert an excellent quarterback, that changes everything, you know?
Yeah. No, absolutely. That's what they've been talking about. It's the one. That's what the anonymous coach said the other day.
Hey, shout out our buddy Glenn Warsaw.
Hey, thank you, cuz. Gifted
a membership shade to Todd Gwynn. Todd,
welcome to the family.
All right, first over, Cousin Glenn, let's do Oklahoma shade. Ooh, I got a good one here. I think I got a good one. Oh. I mean, these are all good, but
yeah.
Where do you think I'm going, Shane, for old Oklahoma?
I think you're going November 7th, Florida Gators.
You know me too well, Shane. But again, I think that's one where most Sooners are like,
yeah,
you have to be a shorthorn to lose in the swamp, you know? But I think Florida could be really good this year. I think they're going to get a team or two. Not convinced they're like a playoff team or anything, but they very well could be.
Yeah.
I think that's one you got to be concerned about if you're Oklahoma. Now, this is a hell of a, if you're a Sooner fan and a millionaire, you got a lot of road trips you can enjoy this season. You know, Ann Arbor, Athens, Dallas, yeah, of course, and then Gainesville. If you're making the trip to all of those, man, you are one lucky fan. But that, honestly, I'm not saying that's the toughest road game you got, but I think it's the toughest environment you got.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Especially if they hit a big heat wave right before you go down there. Get a little of that swamp ass over there in Gatorland. So, yeah, this, you know, nobody wants to play this team. You know, it's not, I feel like this is a Florida Gator team that will be physical, that's going to want to run the ball, that, and they're going to kind of do what Oklahoma likes to do too. And this could be a back and forth affair. So, I'm sold. I'm convinced that this could be a really, really good ball game, but let's just look at Sooner schedule, brother. Damn. That is a doozy. Oh, now
they did seem to get better.
Yeah.
Last year as the season went, well, I mean, I guess it's how you, I mean, they looked really good at the start. Then, of course, Battier got hurt.
Yeah, going on the road, beating Tennessee, beating Alabama. So
they put it all together elsewise, special teams, defense, and late in the season. If they're going to need to do something similar, because that final month is a damn gauntlet.
Well, and they're kind of in a wild spot too, because I feel like the negative Sooners they're talking about early in the season is when they're going to get tested, is when they're going to get their losses. But dude, after October 17th, I mean, you can convince me Oklahoma wins out, but you can't do that. You can convince me is what I'm saying.
Ole Miss, A&M at Mizzou?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think there's a Sooner fan that's listening to this show right now that is worried about Ole Miss, A&M, or Mizzou. Maybe they should.
Yeah, just a couple playoff teams, just, right?
Maybe that. Yeah. Now, if you're playing them last year, maybe a different story. But I'm just saying, you know, if they could get past that's, but that could be the problem. That could be the trap scenario when you feel like you're in cruise control now. So,
are you related to Venables or something?
Nah, damn. I try to say one positive thing about Oklahoma, and you're trying to strip it away. No,
you're gonna run the stairs with them next year when they're. Does whipping everybody's ass?
Is that what he does still? He's still doing stairs? That's good. Yeah. Good for him.
When's the last you're going to be doing it, but I think you keep slimming down.
I haven't ran stairs since 2001 when I got in trouble. So,
hey, shout out Michael Dunlap, member for 9 months. We appreciate you, Michael.
Thank you, cuz.
So let's do the Gamecocks for old Michael Dunlap here, Shane. The old Gamecocks. Who do you think I got? South Carolina.
Now, is this one that you, which way did you look at South Carolina? Is this the, because I feel like they're right in the middle there.
Yeah, I put them bottom tier. Because okay. I think that's fair, given the over-under, given where they were last year. So a team they could sneak up and beat.
I'm going to say after the bye, October 24th, Tennessee Vols come to town. That's one that maybe it's the battered Vol in me, but I'm worried about as well.
That's not even an upset, Shane. Come on. They own Tennessee and old Willie B. Give me another team they own in Willie B. A&M, November 7th. I mean, those two have battled the last couple of years.
They have.
Last year was an all-time classic. South Carolina dominated the first half. Remember Beamer? Yeah, we're kicking their ass. Then A&M dominated the second half, of course. And the year before, Carolina totally decimated A&M. Those Lenore Sellers just absolutely took over. So, I don't know. I think there's some – that's a fun little game that we've been getting annually since the last several years, of course, in the SEC. So, I think that's the one where – A&M, I think they fully expect to win that game. I think they're going to be on upset alert come when they play in Columbia.
Yeah, I think outside those two teams, everybody's maybe not seeing it coming. But if you've watched these two teams play the last couple of years, that's part of the reason why I didn't pick them, because I'm expecting a bloodbath here. I mean, like you said, the last time they were there, probably one of the loudest times I've ever heard that stadium was after that interception. You know, I thought WB was imploding, but I'm anticipating yet another football game that's going to come down to the wire there.
Hey Shane, shout out!
Hey, there he is.
Cousin Derek Cole sent him a t-shirt for winning the bracket. He's got one of the Tennessee Cuz shirts. So shout out, Derek. I said that to him. Mike, thanks for the free shirt for winning the bracket challenge. My brother just had his third daughter. May need to get him some Tennessee Legends. Go, Balls. We appreciate you, Derek.
Keep going. There's a boy somewhere. I know.
I thought you were saying getting the kid of some Tennessee Legend. Let's wait till they get of age, but the brother I get.
I understand. That's why I'm bald, all these women in my life, so I totally understand where he's going to be. Yeah. Right now it's all nice, but you get him in them teenage years and wife goes premenopause, you got to watch out, son.
All right, how about the Razorbacks, Shane? Trying to give him some love.
Yeah.
I think I got one. I think I got one, Shane, where I think they could win this game. Not many people have them winning today.
Ooh, not have them winning today. Let's go South Carolina, maybe November 14th.
Well, I can't say all those nice things about them and then say they're going to lose to Arkansas, can I? But I guess I could. But no, I went the Auburn Tigers, Shane, at Auburn, November 7th. How about this, Shane? I mean, Arkansas split the last four.
Yeah.
And they have been historically awful, yet they're splitting. Now, I guess you could spin it and say, well, Auburn's been just pretty bad too. But I think as of today, people are not recognizing that as a winnable game. And I do think Golish will have Auburn playing a lot better. But wouldn't it be the most Auburn thing ever to like beat LSU and then turn around a week or two later and lose to Arkansas at home? I mean, I don't think it's that crazy to say. And now again, this is like apples to oranges, right? But Golish and Silverfield competed annually at their previous stops. And I believe, I don't know the records by heart, but I believe Silverfield won the vast majority of those matchups. So he could outcoach Golish too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I get the 4-game stretch, but what about the last 10? That's what I think Auburn and Arkansas, you know, the 9 times out of 10. I'm curious, what's the 10-game slate look like? This one's gonna be a good one, brother. And I feel like what will happen at the end of the season, there's either gonna be, I feel like, either a really upset fan base, or maybe one with a little optimism, right? You know, it could be Silver Fox. We could be sitting there saying, hey, maybe we're cooking. Well, maybe we got something here. Or it may be Auburn starting to take off a little bit. But I feel like at this point, these are must-win games for both programs, because both of them have already penciled this in as a win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're like, yep, no one sees that coming as a win. All right, where shall we go next, Shane?
Let's go Ole Miss.
Ooh.
The Ole Miss Rebs.
I got a good one for them, too. Where do you think I'm going? Best game nobody's talking about.
Man, I think the best game nobody's talking. Man, I don't want to keep picking Florida, so I'm not. Let's go Mizzou, October 17th, my brother's birthday.
Should have trust your instinct, Shane. Florida at Florida. Again, I realize it's year one for Pete Golding as well, but I don't think there's many Ole Miss fans that are like looking at this as a typical year one, right? Yeah. So I think they're expecting to beat John Sumrall and company, Florida, where they win 4 games last year. You know, you shouldn't really be losing to that team. I don't care where that game's played. But for me, this is more about where it is on the schedule, coming off that emotional LSU home game, night game. It's going to be pretty wild. I think, regardless of what happened, you beat LSU, you lose to them.
Yeah.
I still think it's going to be a very tough game the following week, going to Gainesville. I think it really could go down to the wire.
It could. It would. It will. I think Ole Miss fans going to get their money's worth that this year. There's a lot of really good football games, and it's just one of those teams that I feel like if we see them repeating, I mean, potentially going to another playoff, then, buddy, this ain't a football game. You know what I'm saying? But if they go the opposite way, this is the games that we're going to be talking about, saying this is when we knew something was wrong.
Mm-hmm. All right, how about, I don't know if you're going to like this one, Shane.
Oh, no.
A&M, what do you think there?
Because you said that. Let's see. Well, A&M, it's going to be the opposite. So maybe one they're not talking about. Let's go on the road. Can I say South Carolina? I'm going to say South Carolina, even though you said it for South Carolina. That's why I'm going to go November 7th.
Mm-hmm. No, I get it. I get it. But you're way off, bro. Give me Kentucky.
Oh,
at home. Yeah, we're going to beat Kentucky by 48 points probably, right? We're going to be a 17-point favorite, man. You know, but we're going to kick the shit out of Missouri State, probably smoke Arizona State's ass. We're going to be flying high. We're going to be 2-0. College football playoff. Come on, buddy. And then a Will Steiner recliner comes to town, showcases this new offense. I don't know. I think I think Kentucky give them a ball. I just see a – this is like the most A&M thing ever, right, where they're flying high. Marcel's like in the Heisman race.
Yeah.
And then he has like a one of those shaky games. I could just see it coming. And again, I'm not guaranteeing you're going to get beat or anything like that, but I think this is one where we're like, how the hell did that go to overtime? You know, we're going to be in the Grove getting ready for Ole Miss, LSU. And we're going to be on our phones and be like, oh my God, is Kentucky about to knock off A&M in College Station? That's the one for me.
Oh man. Wouldn't that be something, brother? It'd be like Ole Miss, Kentucky 2 years ago, you know, going to Ole Miss and getting that win, holding up Coach Stoops. Maybe that's what we're doing with the Steiner recliner, man. and I feel like, too, it's a good opportunity for Kentucky because I feel like you're going to get the best of Kentucky early in the season. So it's kind of one of those you'd rather have them later on the schedule, you know?
Mm-hmm. I think so, too. Okay, how about...
But you're not saying they lose. Let's, again, remind
right. folks. I'm just saying this could be a really good game that nobody sees coming.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, now I don't know.
Billy going to be texting you, Mark. What do you mean we're losing to Kentucky? You're crazy.
How about... We've talked a lot of Florida, Shane. What is a game here for the Gators? Best game on the schedule nobody's talking about.
Best game. Which side are they on? They on the upside or the downside?
I'm not giving you any more clues.
Oh, okay. Well, in that case, let's make South Carolina. I feel like October 10th. No. Ooh. Yeah. I'm going to say South Carolina. I feel like the Gamecocks really are going to surprise some folks this year. This is probably a terrible thing to say after I've just bragged about them, but like Arkansas, you know, like we're going to get pretty damn close in every one of these games. We'll probably lose, but we're going to fight you tooth and nail. So I feel like that's the one I'm looking at October 10th.
You missed it, Shane.
No, I didn't.
And a lot of the cousins missed it too. And that's how I know I got a good one, Shane, that people are not seeing it coming.
Yeah.
Give me Georgia in Atlanta. Oh, the rivalry. John Sumrall's going to make this. It's not really a rivalry until they start winning again. But Florida typically plays Georgia pretty tight. You know, that is a heated rivalry here or series. Again, I got to stop calling it a rivalry till Florida wins a couple. But I don't know. And again, I'm not saying they beat Georgia. I think Georgia's going to be really good. I think they're the best team in the conference. But, you know, that could be the real signature win of the John Sumrall year one in Gainesville. I think that sucker, maybe they just needed a change of venue, you know, playing that Mercedes-Benz. That'll be good for all the Gators. You know what?
We're on two different things. I'm trying to predict that you had Florida in the upper bracket. So I'm trying to pick someone else, but I see where you're coming from. And man, it was just, this game used to be one of the best ones played, right?
Right.
And I hope that it gets cranked back up. And then whenever they get back down to Jacksonville, we can go down there and really get to experience the world's largest outdoor cocktail party, because it's been a long time since I've went into this game thinking we're going to have us. We've gotten close. We've convinced ourselves that, hey, this is the year Florida makes it interesting. And then their tight end runs for 400 yards receiving or something. You know?
All right. How about Kentucky, Shane? What's the best game on the Kentucky schedule that nobody's going to see coming?
The best game on Kentucky schedule that no one's going to see coming. Let's go. I kind of like that September 19th early in the year. So I'm going to take yours. I'm going to say on the road that one could be a little interesting, because there may be a scenario where they get blown out, Alabama, and then we're like, oh God, Kentucky's a long ways away. And then A&M just kind of, they're looking ahead type situation. Again, not saying that they're going to lose, but I feel like it's one that Kentucky feels like they could be in going into that fourth quarter.
Shane, you're crazy. A&M's going to whoop Kentucky's ass. How about this one, though?
Yeah. Ooh,
you ain't going to like it. Tennessee, November 7th, 2 weeks to prepare. And here's why I like it, Shane. Heupel owns Stoops' ass.
Yeah.
And Brad White, who I do think is a good defensive coordinator, he just had no clue what he was doing when it comes to facing Josh Heupel. I think it's I'm not convinced Kentucky's going to be some great team this year, but I think they'll match up a hell of a lot better against Tennessee than they have in years past under Mark Stoops. And again, this is another one where I'm not convinced Kentucky's going to be like awesome on offense or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But if it is a shootout style game, maybe Steiner recliner out there. I mean, they're telling me he's God's gift to bluegrass up there. You know what I mean? So if it's a high scoring affair, maybe a back and forth. Maybe, just maybe, Kentucky can pull off that upset.
Man, it'd be kind of cool to make this game fun again.
Yeah. Couldn't you see Stein talking trash too?
All this Kentucky bourbon, you know, they're not even returning my calls now. Hopple's been whooping that ass so long. So yeah, I would rather not have bourbon. What am I talking about?
How about, I think I got a good one here too, Shane. A lot of great games on the LSU schedule. But what's the best one that nobody's talking about today?
Ole Miss, maybe? No, just kidding. No, the one that nobody's talking about, you know, believe it or not, I don't hear a lot of people talking about A&M. I believe we're just so enamored with LSU's schedule. And I've heard the Clemson, right? It's the season opener. Game day is going to be there. Yeah. Ole Miss, they're going to have police escorts everywhere. And, you know, Alabama, Texas, going back to Knoxville where the golf. I think all those games are getting talked about. But there's one sitting there on September 26th that's very losable. And immediately we're talking about Lane Kiffin then. So, yeah, I'm going Texas A&M here.
Okay, not a bad selection, Shane. But you still missed it. Gibby at Auburn. Oh, come on, Golish, get us a signature win. And this is right in the middle of Auburn's damn gauntlet here. But I think this is the one they can get. Being at home, still not quite sure how good LSU will be. They'll be much improved, but how good will they be remains to be seen for me. So I think LSU, the game that nobody's going to see coming, that's going to be a really good one. 8 game in 8 weeks. I think they're going to be beat up a little bit.
Yeah.
Give me that road trip to Auburn. I think, you know, this used to be one of the best games annually in the Southeastern Conference.
Yeah, you forget about it, right?
I think we could get back to that.
Yeah. Not a bad pick, but you're an idiot. That's right, Derek. Welcome back. You can see this hostile environment I work in. I knew I shouldn't have guessed.
All right, how about Mississippi State, Shane? I think I got a good one here.
Mississippi State. Give me. Oh, man. Let's go Mizzou here at home, September 26th. You know, they're going to want to run the ball. They're going to want to keep things, you know, at hand and just own the offense. But, man, Mississippi State gets going. That could be a slippery slope. So, yeah, let's go Mizzou.
Okay, not a terrible selection.
But
you're deep. No. But give me, Shane, the Egg Bowl. Come on, buddy. Again, Ole Miss will be playing 8 games in 8 weeks up to that point.
Yeah.
Rivalry action. And don't forget, what did the anonymous coach say the other day, Shane? Oh, Zach Arnett's back, baby. What a defense he runs. Who did he have a ton of success against? Kiffin and that offense, which is what John David Baker's running, same offense. So, again, Zach Arnett knows how to defend it. And who knows, Ole Miss? What if they're out of the playoff by then? That could, I mean, that's very realistic, right? The last game of the year, let's say they have three losses or maybe even four, which I'm not saying they will, but they could, given their schedule. And maybe, you know, again, players check out. Oh, who's it mean more to? I think it could mean a hell of a lot to Mississippi State, Jeff Lebby, to finally get that W in the Egg Bowl. So I think Mississippi State, Ole Miss, I think that could be the game for the Bulldogs.
What day are they playing this game again? Is it Friday?
Friday.
I mean, some people be talking about because it's on, you know, but I do see what you're saying. Rivalry weekend, there's going to be probably four other games that are going to be the highlights. And by the time we get down the Egg Bowl, brother, we've had some great Egg Bowls, and I would love to get back to pissing on footballs again, you know, just come down to the wire, some stupid mistake or whatnot. I also feel like it's important for this fan base to remember how much they hate each other. So yeah, give me a close football game here. I like that.
Mm-hmm. That was the smartest thing you said, Shane.
Ah, that's what I do. Just gotta start. I just gotta agree with Mike. I'm starting to pick up what I don't know, sir. Where would you go?
All right. Well, speaking of where would you go? Where would you go for Mizzou game? Best game on Mizzou schedule. Nobody's talking about.
Oh, best game on the, you know, brother. I'm gonna go Florida Gators at home, October 3rd. Your Florida Gators. That one, that is one that I feel like Mizzou fans, especially if they start out the season 4-0, they're looking at A&M. They're looking at Ole Miss. They're looking at Texas. They're looking at Georgia. They may be overlooking the team that, I mean, because it's happened before, right? I think that first time they won 10 games, and Florida Gators gave them a damn fit and probably should have won that thing. So, yeah, give me the Gators here.
Shane, you might have nailed this one.
Yes.
But what if Mizzou's 5-0? Uh-huh. How big's that A&M game get? Come on! I think you were just a week off. Give me A&M, who really handled Missouri last year. Quite frankly, they did it 2 years in a row. But last year was at home. Now they get them back at home. So I just have that game circled right now, Shane. I think A&M, remember we did the chances to get game day?
Yeah.
I circled this game as well. I don't know. As we get closer to the season, Shane, I think A&M is going to be really good. It depends on the week who I think is going to be really good. But I know. This week it's A&M. So A&M could be really good. Mizzou could be, I mean, imagine two undefeated teams showed up. Could be a playoff game, Shane.
Yeah. You know Oh man, that's the greatest part is you can see it, right? I mean, unless you just absolutely hate Mizzou or absolutely hate the Aggies, you won't be convinced otherwise. But yeah, I do feel like these are two football teams that could start out the season with a lot of, you know, a lot of momentum going into this game. And then all that could be a speed bump, could be a damn blind curve that you didn't see coming. You know what I'm saying?
Well, speaking of blind curve they didn't see coming, Shane, I think that's going down in Athens with the way that they're driving. But what is that game for the Dawgs that they – great game that they could maybe not see coming?
Speaking of slow walking and soft singing, let me say, I'm going September 26th, the Oklahoma Sooners. Yeah. And the only reason I'm saying that is it's not that I don't think people will be talking about it. It's just, I don't think they'll understand how great this football game is. This could change everything. This could change the landscape of the playoffs. So, big football game before the month of October. So give me them Sooners.
I hear you, Shane, but I mean, I think that's a pretty prolific game.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking two playoff teams from a year ago. Wouldn't be surprised if game day is there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think it's pretty massive. So I kind of went in a different direction. We've been without this game the last couple of years. I think it's been a travesty.
Yeah.
How about at Carolina, Shane? Ooh. That game's usually early in the year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hot and muggy. I just remember those classic Spurrier years.
Yeah.
Going up against Georgia. The battles we've had. What do you say? You know, we play, so I always prefer playing Georgia early, he said, because they always got a couple guys suspended. So they won't have that advantage in this one. But I don't know. Maybe it's – maybe sometimes we see that, right, where you change the date of the game, and it seems to affect it a little bit, right? Remember, yeah. Like Tennessee went down to Florida last year. I was like, oh, they don't win at Florida. They whoop their ass because it was in November, Shane. It wasn't hot and muggy and all that. So I don't know. Maybe I'm being nostalgic here, but if Sellers goes off – I could see it, Shane. I've seen some classic battles. We've even had some bad Carolina teams beat some really good Georgia teams. If Carolina is bounces back, and it is one of those bounce back years for them, I think Georgia at Carolina could be a sneaky good game.
Another one too could be that Auburn one. I know we've mentioned Auburn in several of these. It's just we don't really know what the ceiling for those Tigers will be. And this is another rivalry. Look at it, back to back. You got Auburn and Florida back to back. That's awesome. And Alabama, which is probably like and your real rival. So, oh, what a gauntlet there. So, yeah, that one could be another one that we're kind of sleeping on. And Georgia may be, hell, like the last time they played Auburn, come down the wire. Need a couple timeouts at the end, you know?
Shane, imagine from September 26th. To November 21st.
Uh-huh.
Like, if South Carolina's much improved, I mean, every damn one of those, short of maybe Vanderbilt, could be a really entertaining game.
Well, even Vanderbilt sucks to play, you know, because they don't, they're so different. It's almost like game planning for an option team. So you put them in it. That's another one. You just can't take a week off. So, yeah, a lot of Georgia got screwed there. I'm surprised Kirby hasn't said something to Sankey yet.
All right, how about Bama, Shane? What is that game for the Tide? Could be a really good game. Nobody's gonna see coming.
Oh man, I think I've mentioned this one a million times, but. It just feels like South Carolina may be due at some point, right? So, give me them Gamecocks early in the season. That one could be a wild one.
Shane, ever tell you what a smart man you are? Give me the Cox. Come on, buddy. Should have beat them last year. Let them off the hook. This old, who was that? Dennis Green that said, we let them off the hook.
They are who we thought they were.
I think Carolina will be much improved. I don't think Bama will be as good. So that could be a recipe for old disaster here for the Crimson Tide. Again, you're getting it at home. So I don't think any fan from Bama is like, oh, we got to worry about Carolina this year. But
yeah.
I think we get there September 26th. I think they might be singing a different tune.
Buddy. That's a brother. I'm telling you, I don't know what it is. Maybe I talked to too many Gamecock fans here lately. I'm convinced that they may be back. They may be back. And we may be talking about a lot more South Carolina football games moving forward. But if you've got Alabama, on the other hand, which, again, I've heard a lot of people down on this show even. So I'm just wondering, maybe we've got two teams just crossing paths here at the right time.
Hey, shout out Michael Dunlap. He says, shit, dude, we're going 16-0 at this rate. Keep it going with the predictions.
You know what it reminds me? That game's going to remind me of Vanderbilt Mizzou a couple of years ago, like first Diego Pavia season. You know, and then we're like, golly, Mizzou sucks. And then all of a sudden we're like, well, damn, Vanderbilt may be pretty good.
All right, so we've talked a lot of Auburn.
Yeah.
Who's that game for Auburn? Could be a really good game nobody sees coming.
I think the storylines, people are going to see Tennessee. I think, I go back and forth with that floor. I just feel like that one is going to be such a fiery game. It is early in the season. It's the first SEC game for them. But I feel like that Florida one, that's just going to set the tone for those programs. So, yeah, give me the Gators.
Yeah, I think that's one of the biggest games on their schedule.
Yeah.
Huge crossroads game.
But.
How about, but you're way wrong. How about at Ole Miss, Shane? Ooh, I think everybody's looking at that October. They're like, they'll be lucky to win a game. What if they win multiple games, Shane? And which one on the road? Most likely to be a W. Maybe it's Tennessee, but maybe it's Ole Miss. I think that could, you know, they've had some real battles over the years, Auburn and Ole Miss.
Yeah.
One of my favorite games. I'm just trying to pinpoint, man, and of all the road games they've got, I think Mississippi State probably the least toughest environment, but Ole Miss ain't far behind.
Yeah. What's Ole Miss prior to? Who they got?
Wonder Ole Miss, here's their schedule. They've got Texas. And they're looking ahead to Georgia and Oklahoma.
Well, next week's trap game show is going to be pretty teed up there. Yeah, this is one that they're definitely not looking at.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's could be a really good game, right? Sandwich game where.
Damn, Ole Miss fans.
Ooh, and then I got one last one here for you.
Yeah.
Really good. Oh, buddy. I don't think there's any shot in hell you get this one. How about for Vanderbilt? What's that game for the Commodores that no one's going to see coming?
The Delaware Blue Hens. the one that no one's going to see coming. Give me November 14th, Alabama. Got them at home. This is a team that I don't know what it is. They've just kind of had their number here the last two seasons. Granted, Diego Pavia is not there, but don't be surprised if it's not another four-quarter game.
Yeah, I mean, you may have nailed it, Shane.
Quarterback playing better by the end.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But how about at Florida? We're all fired about Judd Summerall. Oh, man, he's the best coach in sliced bread over here. Well, who won SEC Coach of the Year last year, Shane? It was Clark Lee.
Yeah.
The real toughest coach in the SEC. Not John Summerall. Oh, it's Clark Lee. He could outbench him, I bet. And I think just what you said, Jared Curtis, if he is their starting quarterback, I think by the end of the season, he's going to be pretty locked in.
Yeah.
I don't know. Vanderbilt, Florida, they've had some tough battles here last couple that I recall. So, you know, maybe a little hope and prayer here, but I don't know. I think just because it's on the road, it's in Gainesville, much like I referenced that Tennessee game last year, it's not going to be too hot and muggy come November 21st. I don't think that's going to play a factor in this one. So give me Vanderbilt, best game on their schedule. Nobody's going to see coming at Florida.
Is that so Clark Lee going to, I don't know, man. I hope it could be. It could be. It may be.
Couldn't you just see the message board geniuses or whatever, like after that one, if Vanderbilt beat Florida, like who are we going to replace Summerall with? You know, Florida fans are wild. They'll want to get his ass. That could be Summerall's ULM Saban lost year one. You know what I mean? Like there's always one where you kind of shit the bed as a first year coach.
Yeah.
Could be that one.
Yeah. But I mean, but that's saying like Vanderbilt's going to be bad. Vegas has them one game apart, you know? So, you know, it could be the game that decides who goes to a bowl and who doesn't. Wouldn't that be something? Knocks him out of bowl contention here. So did we hire the right guy? What's his buyout, you know? John Summerall.
Fire John Summerall. Yeah.
Is Coach Stoops still interested?
All right, so I'm pretty sure I hit on every single team there.
Yeah, I'm going through it there. Looks like you nailed it.
Who else, Shane, is doing that? Nobody. May 20th in the SEC, hitting on all these teams.
Nobody.
But that's all I got. You got anything else to eat up 10 more minutes?
Speaking of eat, just posted a new video of not eating, down 14 pounds. So just a little recap of the week, you know, so be sure to go over and check that out. But no, honestly, I'm got my dates in, looking forward to SEC Media Days, which is right around the corner, man. I mean, we're almost into June. So then we'll have July 19th is when those are going to be cranking up. And that feels like it's the kickoff to college football. So it's right around the corner. But, I don't know, man, I just like getting on here and talking to you guys. You're like my therapist, you know, a lot cheaper. So I just get on here and listen to what you guys got to say.
Oh yeah. We need all the help we can get.
Went golfing, you know, today. Nine holes. You? Yeah. Yeah, I got behind some old farts, which I love them to death. They have this game they play every single Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And I'm trying to decide which side they win on, and I guessed wrong. But it gave me time to slow down and actually play some good golf. So first one, man, I went out there. I was like, all right, now I don't spend a lot of money on golf balls. I get them Amazon balls. So I'm the only one with Amazon balls. So if you ever see one in Dandridge Country Club and it's an Amazon, pick it up. It's authentic. It's Cousin Shane. So I'll sign it if I get to see it. But I open up a new sleeve. I go out there. It's three balls. And I'm like, you know what? It's going to be a good day. We're just playing nine holes. My goal was to come home with all three of them. First, so you always have what's called a breakfast ball, which is you hit one. If it's bad, you take another. So I hit the first one. I lose it. It goes right in the woods. I was like, damn it. Get the second one. Follow suit. I'm not even one hole in. I'm down two balls, got one left. I'm like, man, I'm about to go in there and find some scrap. So, but hey, turned it around, locked in, and had me a good round of golf. So it was hot as hell, and glad we got this rain, Mike, because we really needed it.
And shout out ACB. He gifted a membership. Hey! Shane, as did JP. I apologize. There I missed is. ACBs, but JP, he gifted 96 Go Ham. Welcome
to the family.
Maybe with that membership, we'll get you some balls. How about that?
Yeah, don't forget, tomorrow we got a mailbag, so get those questions, right? We do a mailbag tomorrow?
Yeah, let's do it.
Mike's got some awesome freaking interviews lined up this weekend. This man never stops. I know it looks like he does stop, and he takes long naps and stuff, but he doesn't. He just keeps working. He's grinding over here, the lane train. So he's got us some awesome interviews, and if you haven't checked them already, be sure to check the ones that he posted last weekend. Those were phenomenal, brother. Phenomenal interviews.
Oh, yeah, and I'm working on getting another in-studio guest, so that should be a lot of fun. So, hey, shout out Junior.
Thank you, Junior.
Keep up the good work, Shane. Just Shane? Shout out Junior.
It's easier to keep this show running than it is to lose weight for Cousin Shane, Mike.
All right, so that's going to do it for this episode. We appreciate each and every one of you. Hope to see you tomorrow during the mailbag. Until then, we'll catch you on the next one.
See you guys. Go Balls.
Hey, buddy. This beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.